And joining me live in studio today is Mike Hunsaker, COO of Star Valley Health, Dale Cottom, the chairman of the board for the Star Valley Health Foundation, Charitable Foundation, and Mark Taylor, director of the foundation as well. Appreciate all of you stepping in studio and joining this morning as we're just a little over a week away from next week's big event with the groundbreaking for the Alpine Clinic. And Mike Hunsaker, COO, we'll start with you, Mike. And I know this has been a process and in the works for a while. I bet it's got to be exciting to see this happening and dirt being moved next week.
Absolutely, Duke. We're grateful to be here to speak with you today, and we're excited. It's, as you say, it's been a long time coming. We've been planning this for about 2.5 years now, and intended to do it last year, but with the pandemic, we held off, and now we're ready to put some shovels in the ground down there in Alpine and provide a nice clinic to the community.
Now, you've had a facility there for a while. It's been a little smaller with urgent care and a smaller clinic. What's the plans with this? What's going to be involved with this clinic?
So, yeah, we've been actually providing healthcare services, family medicine in Alpine since 1995, I believe, and with a small clinic that we moved in down there. In 2018, we began to offer urgent care services there, and now we see as the community grows in the north end of the valley, there really are some needs to provide more and more healthcare services of different kinds down there in that community. We intend to, we're going to build like nearly a 13,000 square foot clinic, which will also have some shelled space in it that we can add to that clinic in the near future, depending on what the community needs down there for healthcare services. But we're going to do family medicine again and augment that, and also have the walk-in, same-day urgent care type clinic. Then we'll begin to do many more specialty providers in Alpine, such as pain management and orthopedics and general surgery and dermatology and other opportunities for the community to get their services down there rather than have to travel to Idaho Falls or Jackson or even to Afton for that matter. So we're excited to be able to provide that to the community down there.
So it sounds like a lot of the services that are currently offered in Afton are going to be offered at this new clinic in Alpine.
That's absolutely correct. And we're excited to be able to, that's the key these days is provide healthcare services in your own hometown so you don't have to travel. And I think that's really important for communities now.
Well, Mike, what's the timeline on this? Of course, the groundbreaking next week. How long will it take before we have a ribbon cutting?
So we plan on about a 12-month construction period, and we're getting started early enough this year that we can have the building dried in and inside work through the winter months and really have plans to open in May or June of next year and have a grand opening.
Perfect. Well, that's Mike Hunsaker, COO, talking about the building, which is coming to Alpine, a true extension for Star Valley Health. Dale Cottom, let's switch it over to you, Dale, the chairman of the Charitable Foundation Board. And Dale, let's talk more about this, the foundation and its role through this process.
You bet. Thank you so much, Duke. So the Charitable Foundation is a separate organization apart from the hospital itself. We are a 501c corporation, meaning that we're nonprofit, and we can receive donations tax-free, and those donations are tax deductible to the grantor of the gift. And so the Charitable Foundation's mission is to provide community outreach and awareness for what the hospital does. We have a number of events that we've done in the past. We've got a golf tournament. We do bowling in the winter. We're going to be looking at doing kind of a winter banquet type event as well. And then we inspire generosity throughout the community to donate to and financially support the hospital and its facilities and its programs. Breast cancer testing and awareness and early diagnosis has been one of the big things that the foundation has assisted the hospital with. And so when it comes to this facility, the the foundation is just as excited as Mike and the hospital board and administration. We've been planning this for a long time, and I'll tell you, we're really excited about providing financial support and fundraising through a capital campaign for the new facility. And the foundation is willing to match donations dollar for dollar. Any donation, $5,000 or more, will be matched by the foundation. We've set aside up to $500,000 in matching funds to help provide the funding needed to build this facility. So wow. That's what we do in general. That's what we're doing here, and boy, we're excited about it.
So if anyone wants to donate to this cause, they can go directly to the foundation, get the tax write-off charitable donation thing with it, and really help out, it sounds like.
That's right, and their money goes twice as far because the foundation will match it.
Perfect. And do they reach out directly to the foundation to do that, or how do they make a donation?
Well, they can contact Pam Wolfley at the hospital, Mark Taylor, or anyone in the administration. Someone will get them to the right person, and we can get them the documents they need and facilitate their generosity and thank them as well.
Perfect. That again is Dale Cottom, chairman of the Star Valley Health Charitable Foundation, this morning, all part of the weekday wake up on SVI Radio. And Mark Taylor also joining us in studio. He's the director for the Charitable Foundation. Good morning, Mark. How are you today?
Doing great. Thanks, Duke.
Well, let's talk more about the groundbreaking itself. This is a big event that's going to take place in Alpine. Give us the details on how this event's going to work.
Well, we're pretty excited about the groundbreaking for this facility. We've reached out to all three of our elected officials in Washington, D.C., and we have partial commitments from all three that they will be there, and we're hopeful that both senators and our representative will be there. We've reached out to the governor. So we plan to have some large dignitaries there. We're also inviting those from the town councils in Alpine and Thane, the county commissioners. We want all of those folks there to be a part of this. This is kind of a new big deal in Star Valley, and we're excited for that. We have our golden shovels. We'll be turning ground over. We've got food trucks, and I know most of us like this word. The food will be free.
Whoa.
So we have food. We have ice cream. We're setting up some big tents down there, and we really want it to be a fun atmosphere where we break ground for this facility and really one more thing to tie our valley together. That's kind of our hope right now.
So tell us exactly where this is taking place. I know Mike touched on it a little bit, but where do people go? What time do they need to be there?
So the groundbreaking is May 21st at 5 p.m. It'll be right on the site a little bit in front of where the hospital is going to go. There's ample parking. You'll see the tent set up, and it's going to be right on the site. Probably, Mike, in the parking lot of the site is where we'll be setting up the tents and setting up the stage for the dignitaries, etc. So it's going to take place right on the property the hospital has purchased for the Alpine Clinic.
So that's a week from tomorrow, Friday the 21st, a week from this Friday the 21st.
Yes. Right, at 5 o'clock. We wanted to schedule it at a time when the majority of the people would be able to attend and participate and be a part of this. We've got little handouts we're going to give to everyone. We're just really trying to celebrate this moment in the history of healthcare in Lincoln, in North Lincoln County, but specifically, in Star Valley and now Alpine.
Again, that's Mark Taylor, director of the Charitable Foundation for Star Valley Health. Dale Cottom as well, chairman of the board for the Charitable Foundation, and COO of Star Valley Health, Mike Hunsaker, joining us. This event happening Friday, May 21st, 5 p.m. in Alpine for the groundbreaking of the new Alpine Clinic with Star Valley Health. Gentlemen, anything we missed that you wanted to mention about this facility or the groundbreaking?
Let me just add, Duke, that the groundbreaking should be very easy to find. It's right at the intersection of the two highways there. Instead of turning right to go up to Jackson, look to your left, and you should see the tents and the crowds.
Perfect. All right. Again, that event happening Friday the 21st. It's all part of the weekday wake-up this morning on SVI Radio.